In a world where sentences start with the words, in a world where, somewhere between reality and unreality, somewhere between vague concepts and melodramatic overtures, one man must make a stand. One man must rise. One man must become a legend for a new generation of those who are lacking men who have become legends. Which is to say, none have become legends, which is why he must become a legend. And his name, the name which will go down in the annals of history, the Savior, the Chosen One, also known as... Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yes, you, your name.
What about my name?
You're supposed to say it.
Mallory Heisenberg?
Mallory Heisenberg, the hero whose valiant sacrifice shall be remembered
by
all.
Nobody said anything about sacrifice.
One man alone, against a world gone mad.
Which world?
What?
Which world went mad? I want to know so I can avoid it in the future.
Look, kid, I'm trying to do a very exciting and emotionally stirring promotional trailer here, all right? I'm not being billed by the hour either, so get off my case and let me do my...
Hold it.
What now?
It's not working. I'm sorry, this totally misrepresents a radio playing question and makes it look like some sort of Jerry Bruckheimer film from hell. You're fired. Ekel, give this man his pink slip.
Okay, sis. Here you go, sir. Sorry it didn't work out. Could you sign this release form here to sell Smear Consulting Company from all legal responsibilities vis-a-vis accidents happening on the job such as panic, stress, injury, or emotional trauma under Statute 6.7a of the Sarah Barron Workers' Rights Act?
Hey.
Here, you can use my cute Hello Kitty pen. Look, it lights up when you squeeze the eraser.
Look, little girl, I don't know who you think you are.
For your information, she's my sister and Mirai Consulting's legal advisor. I've authorized her to handle all contractual matters for our company.
For the love of...
Can we move this along, please?
Okay, fine. Don't ask me where you're going to find another narrator for the kind of peanuts you are paying me. I am so out of here.
Yes?
What now?
Take over.
Take over what?
The trailer.
Take it where?
No, I mean you do the announcing.
But I couldn't. Okay, in a world where... In a world where... I'm Mallory Heisenberg, and that's Mako Mirai, my employer, and that's your sister Eiko, and we're in a radio play, and it's really very funny. Funnier than this, I mean, I hope. So you should listen to it. I think you'd really like it, because it's funny and stuff.
Mallory, you're doing it all wrong!
Well, it's not like I know how to be exciting. I'm a farm boy, remember? I was a farm boy before I was hired on as your houseboy. I don't like exciting, at least not too exciting. A little excitement is okay, but lots is right out and...
We're running out of time!
And the radio play has science fiction and comedy and romance and mystery and all sorts of great things. There, that's better.
And it has me. I'm cute and I know mathematics and economics and contract negotiations. And I'm 11 years old. How's that, huh? Pretty neat, yeah? And if you don't listen to our radio play, I'll cry. So listen to it and...
What are you guys doing in the bathroom? I gotta take a leak.
We're recording a trailer. The acoustics are better in here.
Oh, really? Well then, attention potential radio play listeners, my name is Lorelei, personal bodyguard of Mako Mirai. I'm 36, 24, 36, give or take a little. I'm single and available. I like short walks around the beach, picking fights, drinking beer, and one-night stands. No emotional commitment required. All I ask is that you provide taxi fare for the morning cab home and... What? Folks love sex entertainment. This will lure ratings like flies to shit.
Were you about to say a bad word?
I'll just use the bathroom later. Don't take forever, okay?
Come on, Mallory. Back to the narration.
Right! So you should listen, because...
Why have you all gathered inside the bathroom? This is tactically dangerous. One well-placed grenade could wipe out 3/5 of our staff.
Hello, Kisei. Trailer. Recording. Shush. Door. Close it.
Nico fired the guy we hired since he was too dramatic, so... I'm hired to replace the guy we fired, or something. It's not really working, though.
I see. So instead of a stereotypical dramatic trailer, we have the emerging stereotype of the anti-trailer, which relies on a form of quasi-reality anti-comedy to carry across the primary point of the joke. I understand. You may carry on. I will be in my room organizing my ammunition and preparing for my next mission.
That's kind of scary.
I think I've lost my place. Or are we done?
10 seconds!
So we're done!
The title. Mention the title.
Title? Title! The title! Yes, the name of the radio play, which you're all going to love and listen to lots and lots, is named...